From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Harum Helmi. A new report by an MU policy analyst is warning about the consequences of a ballot measure passed by Missouri voters last November. Let's rewind for a minute. As part of the Affordable Care Act, every state is required to set up what's called a health insurance exchange by October this year. The exchange is basically an online marketplace where eligible individuals and small businesses can compare and purchase federally subsidized health insurance with competitive rates. But Missouri voters may recall reading the following proposition in their ballots back in November.
Shall Missouri law be amended to prohibit the governor of any state agency from establishing or operating a state-based health insurance exchange unless authorized by a vote of the people or by the legislature?
That was Proposition E. A little more than 60% of Missouri voters said yes to the proposition. The new law then prohibited the Missouri government from submitting a plan for the state-based exchange by the November 16th deadline. Despite that, Missouri is still required to have a health exchange by October this year. That leaves the state with two options: create a state-federal partnership exchange or let the federal government create the exchange. But here's a lesser-known part of Proposition E.
It restricted the state employees and agencies from participating and cooperating with the federal exchange.
That was Bridget Kevin Myers, a research assistant professor at MU's Institute of Public Policy. She published the report that warns how Proposition E, now enacted into law, could limit Missourians' options when it comes to available insurance plans. Kevin Myers says it would be difficult for a federal agency to set up a health exchange without cooperation from state employees.
The state has many statutes and regulations that control what's in your plan, whether it's coverage, whether it's how long a claim can be out before it's paid, adjudication issues, and the fact that every health insurance plan that's offered in Missouri needs to be approved by the Director of Insurance.
And there's more. If a state employee dares to cooperate with the feds about the health exchange topic, they could get sued by a taxpayer or lawmaker. Here's Missouri Foundation for Health Director of Health Policy, Ryan Barker.
I think there's a lot of state workers that are going to be really nervous because the Prop E did say people have the right to sue if they feel like Prop E is being violated. And so I think that probably scares workers that work for our state government.
Sen Hudson is associate director at the Center for Health Policy at MU. He says enrolling in a health exchange program can be complicated. Hudson says he believes the state government's role is creating an exchange that's easily understandable to Missourians.
When you create a policy that doesn't allow any state official to talk about it or to do anything about it, then you're creating this big kind of hole in the information system. You know, there might be a lot of Missourians who don't quite get exactly what they need.
Kevin Myers says she hopes her report can help inform lawmakers on where to go next with the state's health exchange. The report was submitted to the state legislature last Wednesday. Republican State Senator Rob Schaff sponsored Proposition E last year. He told the Columbia Missourian that he has no plans to file any bills to allow cooperation between state employees and the Fed. That's it for this week's Health and Wealth Update. Thanks for listening. I'm Harum Helmi.